This is episode number 266 of the Fearless Presentations Podcast, the fastest, easiest way to eliminate public speaking fear.
Want to absolutely eliminate public speaking fear? This podcast is the answer. Here's the guy who literally wrote the book on fearless presentations, Doug Stannard.
Hey, welcome to Fearless Presentations. I'm Doug Stannard, CEO of the Leaders Institute, and my goal is to help you become a fearless and confident speaker and presenter. This week, I'm going to give you a few simple ways to create some very effective presentation handouts. The first couple are really easy to use, and they're going to be really effective for like internal presentations if you're delivering a PowerPoint slideshow to your team or something like that. The last one is a technique that I use when I create workshops or training programs, either internally for my people or for customers. It takes a little bit more time, but it can really elevate your presentations dramatically. By the way, the episode is sponsored by fearlesspresentations.com. So if you're looking for a faster way to reduce public speaking fear or become a more persuasive speaker, we've got two-day public speaking classes coming up in Philadelphia, Dallas, Baltimore, Atlanta, Los Angeles, Detroit, Washington, D.C., Boston, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Orlando, Miami, and Houston. So for details, just go to fearlesspresentations.com. All right, so let's get on with today's session. So today we're going to focus on one of the most often overlooked parts of the presentation, and that is the actual presentation handout, what you give people when they walk into the room. So in this episode, we're going to give you a few examples of presentation handouts that you can create very, very easily that can add impact to your speech in a really positive way. Good speakers, good lecturers, they usually give presentation handouts to accompany their speeches. And as a result, a great presentation handout can make your speech much more memorable. It can help increase retention from the people that are in your audience. It also gives your audience the freedom to kind of listen to your presentation instead of frantically taking notes. So the handouts that you provide also help them remember the key elements and highlight your presentation as you're delivering it. It also makes your talk way more valuable. So people are grateful for a really good handout, and they're going to remember you long after your talk ended if your handouts are effective. So the last thing, which is really one of the really important parts that folks kind of overlook on the presentation handout, is that it's also an exceptional marketing piece for you. If it's good enough, your audience members may both keep it and then share it with other people. So it can really help you build your organization as well. So let's kind of talk about the kind of do's and don'ts first, and I'll give you the examples of some of the types of handouts that I give. So it was funny. If you kind of look at the show notes, I kind of made a joke out of the movie Fight Club. You know, the first rule of Fight Club: don't talk about Fight Club. Well, the first rule of Slide Club is you never hand out your slides to Slide Club, right? So basically, don't hand out your PowerPoint slides as notes. Oh my God, this drives me nuts. I was actually doing a presentation class for a custom group, and we were actually in a training room that they had used. I mean, obviously it was their training room, but somebody had been using it a couple of days prior and had left their handouts. And so this was a paid speaker. This is somebody that this organization paid to come in and speak, and her notes were basically, her handout was just her slides printed off with spaces where people could write in stuff for the notes. You can do that, but man, you're missing out on a big opportunity. And by the way, in recent years, I've kind of changed my tune slightly here. So I'll kind of give you a way that you can do that. That's actually one of the tips I'm going to give you, or one of the examples I can give you, but it's going to be totally different from what most people do. I'm going to show you a way that you can actually do that, and especially for your internal audiences, and actually get a pretty good result. But basically, when I first started doing training and PowerPoint presentation training, PowerPoint was still in its infancy. And the slideshows that people would create back then were just really awful. They still are, by the way. Folks would just create a never-ending series of bullet points and a never-ending slide deck. So since most presentations cover way too much content, it was impossible for the audience to retain most of it. So as a result, presenters started printing off their slides and distributing the printed slide deck to their audience as a handout. And as a result, the presenter ends up with a bad presentation accompanied by a bad handout as well. So if you get creative with your slides, you can actually use a printout of your slide deck to make your presentation more interactive. And I'll cover that in a few minutes. I'll kind of show you how to do that. But the main point here is that if you have a ton of content in your presentation, stuffing content onto your slides and then just printing out your slide deck is a bad idea. I'll give you a really good example of this. Sometimes I make this point in my presentation classes, and I'll start to deliver a data heavy slide deck. I do this for fun, but I do this in jest. And typically it only takes a few slides before people in my class that have been spent the last day and a half with me start to go, "Hey, what in the heck are you doing here?" Because it's totally different than anything that I've taught them throughout the couple of days. And because basically what I'm doing in the slide deck is violating everything that I've taught them over the last 2 days. And usually after about two or three slides in, they go, "Okay, we get it. Stop, please stop." But at this point, there's usually kind of a nice laugh when kind of people figure it out. And then I switch to a better slideshow that's more audience focused. The funny thing is, though, is that before the class figures out that this is a bad PowerPoint example, and before they figure out that it's a joke, someone in the class inevitably will ask me to send them the slide deck. So it's one of those things that I've kind of figured out that if your audience is asking you for your slide deck, that is usually a really, really bad sign that your presentation sucks. It's terrible. So if you're getting that, you want to pay close attention to what we're going to cover in this session. All right. So let me give you the three easy ways to create a handout for your presentation. So the first example is just to use slide notes in PowerPoint as a presentation handout. You can actually print, if you try to print your PowerPoint slideshow, it will ask you if you want to print the note version. And it's an okay kind of handout, especially if it's internal, if you're speaking to your team, or if you've got data on your slides that people in your audience will kind of need and that kind of thing. It's an okay way to give a handout. It's easy. It doesn't take a whole lot of time. And I have to admit that this technique is just a small step above printing out all the slides in the slide deck that I talked about a few minutes ago. But if time is short and you want to make sure that your audience has some good takeaways, it can be a good option. So instead of printing out your slide deck alone, go to the slide notes option in PowerPoint for each of the slides. Add in a summary of what you'll kind of say on each one of those notes, on each one of those slides, the notes that you would have for each one of those slides. So one of the main reasons that I've always encouraged my class members to not just print out their slides, though, is that the slides without the speaker aren't going to make a lot of sense. However, most people will jot down a few notes down when the speaker is kind of talking about that slide. And if you do that for them, it will actually help them. So you can use this technique that I kind of cover here. You'll likely create an outline of just a few key concepts that you're going to cover. You'll also use some stories, examples, analogies, anecdotes, quotes, statistics, things like that are not going to be in the slide deck. Well, if you've already have that content created before you create your slide deck, then you can just insert that content into the note part of the slide deck when you print it. If you do that, it's an okay way. It's an okay way to kind of easily create a handout. Like I said, it doesn't take a lot of time and it's very, very easy. So the second example is to give the main concepts with space for the audience to add their own notes. Now, when I do this, I usually use a piece of software called Canva. It's free. It's one of those things that you can log into and create some really cool graphics without having to be a graphic designer. So this technique, by the way, is very handy if, one, You're going to customize the presentation content on the fly for the audience, or two, you're conducting a training session and you want to increase the retention. So as a speaker, I really love to customize my presentations for the specific audience that I'm presenting to. Most often, though, unless I spend a lot of time with the client before I actually go to the presentation, I often have to tailor my delivery as the seminar is actually going on. So I'll create a handout or a presentation workbook that has my main concepts. It's got the information that I'm presenting, but it's also got space for the people in the audience to take notes. So basically half of the page will be the content, and then there'll be, you know, five or six different lines of space where they can add some text of their own to clarify it or to customize the content. They can write down the stuff that they think is most important about what we're covering in the class. So a friend of mine, by the way, leads three-day training boot camps where he teaches like social media marketing and website development, that kind of thing. And his handout is basically a three-ring binder full of printed pages. And each one of the pages has a series of rules. These are the hard and fast rules that rarely change. And then a whole bunch of blank space. And I asked him once, hey, why do you do that? And he kind of told me that he used to print up everything in his manuals consistently, but over the years, what would happen is things would change so fast that whatever he created would be outdated sometimes by the time that he printed it. And so he started using this technique, and as a result, it kind of increased the value of his workshops much more effectively, because he could customize it based on whatever the newest, hottest thing was, and really get his customers or his seminar attendees the most important thing for them to know right now. You can do the same thing. So I love this technique. It keeps the audience involved. It also allows the audience members to kind of write up the most important content that they think is that they think you're covering in the meeting, and it works really, really well. Okay, so the third one, and this is the one that I use most consistently, especially when I'm creating custom content for my customers, is I create a presentation handout that contains extra content that's not in my presentation. So mainly, you're kind of making your handout more than what's in the presentation. It's kind of like your textbook if you design it effectively. So if you're presenting to external audiences or you're charging a fee for the presentation that you're delivering, you want to kind of kick it up a notch. You want to have a higher level of presentation handout. So this type of handout works best for training sessions or a breakout session or a seminar or a speech where the audience is paying you a fee to deliver it. And what you want to do is include your content from your presentation in a written format, but you also want to add additional reinforcement of your ideas that you won't cover in the presentation. This is the technique, by the way, that I use when I'm creating my seminars and workshops. For instance, if you're going to use a story as a piece of evidence in your verbal delivery in the presentation, use a different story or a different example in the handout. If you use an analogy in your presentation, use a quote in your handout. If you use audience participation in your presentation, then you use a unique paragraph or photograph in the content of the printed version. So it's a little different than what you're presenting. If you do this, by the way, your audience will see you as a valued expert on the topic that you're presenting. By the way, it's okay, by the way, to use some of the content that you use in the slideshow, obviously, because you want it to be similar, but you want the printed version to have even more than what you covered in that presentation. So it's important to be consistent. You know, you want to make sure that your key concepts are covered in both places. They're in both the printed version and on your slides and in what you give verbally, but you also want to give them a little bit more. And you want your handout, by the way, to cover some of the items that you don't speak about as well. So this type of presentation, like I mentioned before, your handout becomes a textbook for your presentation. It does take longer to create one of these, but you're going to find that the value that you're giving to the people that are in your audience will far outweigh the additional effort. By the way, so what you want to do is during the presentation, you'll want to say something like, okay, I've given you additional examples in your handout. Or if you want the full step-by-step approach, you can download my handout from my website at www.whatever URL is. So basically, you kind of give them access to the additional content. And if you go to the show notes in that, that's in the description, it'll show you what each of these types kind of look like. So you can visually see one of these. So by the way, if you go to the show notes, I've given you some bonus tips on ways that you can kind of make these handouts even more effective. In addition to that, I've got a handout on how to create a handout. So basically you can download that by clicking the link in the show notes. Hey, so thanks a lot for being a part of Fearless Presentations. We'll see you next week.
Subscribe to this podcast for new public speaking secrets each week.